Jesus is saying, that intimacy, he is your father. If you believe in Jesus, if you know him in the free pardon of sin, then God is your father. You can call him. You can call him father. That's a title that you can call God. Think about it. The sovereign of the universe, the one who created all that is, has given you the ability to call him father. That should make our hearts want to rejoice.
Welcome to Friendly Connection. Friendly Connection is the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman.
Understand that each one of you in this room can share the good news of Christ in a way that I cannot.
Friendly Connection is an inspirational and encouraging weekly walk through the Word.
Think about the number of us, no matter how young or old you are, in this room. How many lives each of us could touch and change this week by redeeming the time.
We at Friendly Connection pray that today's message will be an encouragement as you live out your faith.
That is essential. If you are doing any kind of work for the kingdom of God, it's important that you know your identity in Christ Jesus.
Now, let's go to today's message.
There was a father who was teaching his very young daughter the Lord's Prayer, what we call the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer that Jesus gave his disciples when he was teaching them how to pray. And every night the father would go through this prayer with his very young daughter. And one night the daughter wanted to solo, and the daughter began to recite the Lord's Prayer, and the father was just really pleased with how well his daughter was doing. Until she got to the end and she said, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from email." I don't know about you, but some of the spams I get, I wish there were some deliverance from. But we find Jesus teaching his disciples to pray in Luke chapter 11. And you know, I think probably one of the reasons the disciples asked Jesus to pray is they saw something fundamentally different in Jesus and in his prayer life. If you looked at the religious leaders of that day, Scripture even says they lacked authority. There wasn't an authority in the way they prayed. But the disciples must have seen something different in Jesus, in the way that he prayed, in the intimacy that he had with God, and the way that God always answered Jesus' prayers. There must have been something really different that made the disciples say, "Hey, teach us to pray." I believe they wanted to be found faithful in prayer. And I hope that's the same desire each of us have this day, that we want to be found faithful in prayer. Because I don't think that there's necessarily a lack of time. I think we have time to pray. I think that we have a desire to pray. At least Christians, I believe, have a desire to pray. But sometimes I wonder if there's a breakdown in our prayer life because we're not exactly sure how to pray. Or, as we were talking with the children earlier, we have this idea, God must be tired of hearing me say the same things over and over and over again, asking for the same things, bringing the same praises before him. So why even bother? But no, that should not be the case. Even if you say the same things to God every day, God wants to hear from you. You know, Sonia never grows tired of me saying, "I love you." Same way, I never grow tired of her telling me that she loves me. We do this every day for 22 years of marriage and then for years before that dating, you know? And so I don't get tired of that. She doesn't get tired of that. So why do we think God would get tired of what we are saying to him? My encouragement to you is keep talking to God. And remember that prayer is a conversation. Not only do we speak to him, he speaks to us through his word. He speaks through his Holy Spirit to our spiritual ears and our heart. We can know what God is saying to us if we take time in prayer to be still and listen and expect for him to speak to us. So the disciples are asking Jesus to teach them how to pray. And we find that in Luke chapter 11. And I invite you to read along with me if you have your Bibles, or the words will be on the screen. Reading from the ESV this morning, Luke 11, starting at verse 1, it reads like this. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation. And he said to them, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give you anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, would instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, would give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Let us pray. Father, we are grateful for your word. And I pray that each of us take away new application today from your word. Father, I thank you that this isn't just a narrative from antiquity, but this is life-giving, life-changing, life-transforming teaching that's just as applicable to us today as it was to the disciples in the first century. Father, thank you. And I pray now that we will take your word, be blessed by the reading of your word, and find application to apply to our daily lives. We love you. We praise you. We pray this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So Jesus starts with something really radical. He says, when you pray, say, Father. Now stop right there. For us, we are pretty attuned to praying to God and calling him Father. But in the first century, this was radical. Jewish children were reared in the faith, knowing what to and what not to call God. And Father was not one of those terms. There was a German scholar, or German-Jewish scholar, who went through all the known literature of the Jewish faith from the beginning of Judaism up until about the 10th century in Italy. And of all of that literature, nowhere was it recorded of a Jewish rabbi or a Jewish person ever calling God Father until Jesus. So this was something profoundly new for his disciples. It might have even seemed a little blasphemous to his disciples to refer to God as Father. This was radically different, a radically different way to pray. And Jesus is saying, that intimacy, he is your Father. If you believe in Jesus, if you know him in the free pardon of sin, then God is your Father. You can call him Father. That's a title that you can call God. Think about it. The sovereign of the universe, the one who created all that is, has given you the ability to call him Father. That should make our hearts want to rejoice that not only do we have a friendship with God through Christ Jesus, we have this adopted sonship and daughtership in Christ Jesus. We can call God Father. This was something profoundly radical to his disciples. Teach us to pray, and Jesus says, call God Father. He is your Father. If you believe in me, he is your Father. It's the same for us today. If we believe in Jesus, we can call God Father. We can know him in such a profoundly intimate way. We know him as Father. Jesus goes on to say, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. In the Greek, that word hallow or hallowed means sanctified. Sanctified be your name. Set apart be your name. Now, understand, we do not make God holy. God is holy other all by himself. What Jesus is saying is recognize that your heavenly Father is holy in and of himself. That's what makes him uniquely God. He is wholly other from you. But through me, through Christ Jesus, I've made a way that you can have a relationship with God, who is wholly other, completely different from you. So address him as Father. Reverence him. Holy be your name. Hallowed be your name. Sanctified, set apart be your name. Then he goes on to say, your kingdom come. I think a lot of times we think about this as sort of a distant in the future sort of your kingdom come, Jesus. But Jesus is not saying that here, I don't believe. He's saying your kingdom come. It's like when we pray and we ask for those kingdom moments, for those opportunities for us to share Christ with other people. That's one of the ways God's kingdom comes in this earth. Make us aware. Give us discernment to see those times, those places where we can lift up Jesus and magnify God so that others can be drawn to Jesus, so that others can be drawn to God and know the salvation that we know. I was reading an article just this week by an individual named Nathan. I believe his last name is Bard. And he was talking about how two window salesmen came to his home and was wanting to sell him windows. And there was a little lull in the conversation. And in that lull in the conversation, Nathan began to share his narrative of how Jesus had radically transformed him from the inside out. And then that began to cause one of the salesmen, his name was David, to begin to talk about Jesus and what Jesus had done for him. And through the conversation, finding out that David wasn't in a church at that time. And Nathan knew of a church, and he says, why don't you try this church? It's on your side of town. It's close to your house. And David said, yes, I'd like to try that church sometimes. And through that ordinary moment that we all have in life, Jesus was lifted up and a person was connected to a church body, the body of Christ, where he could go and learn and grow in the things of faith. And daily, that's how we build the kingdom. Your kingdom come. As it is in heaven, let it be on earth. Every time someone lives out their faith or lives out their love for God in the way that they treat other people, the kingdom of God is being built. So when we pray for those little moments for God's kingdom to come.
I hope you will join us again for Friendly Connection so we can explore God's word together. Blessings.